Pollock is ready.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Dial set. Pitch on the way. On the inside corner, strike three. Throws him with the slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win their second in a row, defeating the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-5.
First time to win consecutive games since July 24th and July 25th. What a relief for the Astros. And come back tomorrow afternoon and make it three.
And we're joined now by our Lexus player of the game, George Springer, joining us from the Astros dugout. Three hits, two runs scored for you tonight, George. Doing a nice job as the leadoff guy, your job to get on base, able to do that and score some runs as well.
Yeah, you know, that's my job. You know, my job is to hit to first base for the guys up behind me. And anytime I can do that, I'm glad to help the team.
George, each game since you come off the disabled list, it looks like your timing's getting better and better, particularly in the last two games. Feeling better?
Yeah, you know, obviously, sitting out for 15 days is tough. You know, this is a fast game, and getting my eyes back now, which is obviously good. So, you know, each day is getting better and better, but that isn't an excuse. You know, I got to go up there and I got to battle. So I'm happy to help us.
Hey, how much fun have the last two games been for you guys, George, scoring 9 runs in each game? We're starting to see this Astros lineup do the things that they've been doing much of the year, grinding out at bats, having some long innings, and really making other teams' pitchers work.
Yeah, you know, I just think that over this last 3-week stretch, you know, we've had a tough run, and you know, anytime our offense can continue to swing the bats our pitching staff can give us a chance, you know, it'll be fun. And these last few games have been great for us. You know, I still think that there's a lot more room for improvement, you know, and we're going to keep having fun. It's been a fun couple days for us.
A pitch. Swing and a miss. Blanco goes down on the fastball, and the inning draws to a close. 8 strikeouts for Morton. Works around the leadoff walk.
Big effort for Charlie Morton in this ball game as he hands off the baseball to his skipper. And the crowd of Astros love what they saw. They're on their feet.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros got their second win in a row over Arizona yesterday, and it got a good starting pitching performance from Charlie Morton, and saw some good timely hitting and some more big innings for the Astros. Starting to see this team slowly but surely get back to playing the baseball they've been playing most of the year.
Yeah, it's nice to see the offense, pick up and have really good innings. Every inning put a runner on base, or virtually every inning put some pressure on them on the bases, hit a couple balls out of the ballpark. Just really good baseball for us and certainly better than we've been in the last week. You know, we're allowed to have a rough stretch here or there, but for our guys to get home, have a good pitching performance, great tone set by Charlie Morton, come out with some offensive firepower, it's a good night.
And we've seen Morton do this all year and getting off to a really strong start in that ball game. It wavered a little bit, but was able to still get into the seventh inning and still turn in a really strong outing.
Yeah, it was. And that's as good an entrance to the game as you can get. I mean, punching out 5 of the first 6 guys and electrifying fastball and a pretty good breaking ball. And he did get tired at the end. It's one of those things when Charlie gets into that sixth and seventh inning, he tends to create some havoc for himself, but come out of the game with the score the way it was, him being very effective for the time that he was in there, was good to see.
And the Astros out of the bullpen's been a real strength in August, almost hasn't gotten talked about, one of the best bullpen ERAs in this month, and a little wobbly for Lou Gregerson, but you look at what Tyler Clippard was able to do, obviously that was a big spot for him coming in that seventh inning, and you even said when you got him, might use him in a few different spots. We've seen him used in 2 different scenarios so far.
Yeah, no, it's nice to have a veteran like Clippard come in and really get through the trouble that Charlie had and keep the game where it was with a couple big strikeouts and obviously, Luke, facing the middle of their order, you know, you're going to run into a couple of tough outs every now and then. But it was nice that we could expand the lead a little bit. And if we felt comfortable going into the last inning, Hoyt comes in, gets in a little bit of trouble. Giles closes it out. So we had to use a lot of them. Our guys have responded well in August, like you said, and pitched very well. But they've absorbed a lot of innings.
You know, looking at the catching, you had Centeno behind the plate yesterday, Stassi behind the plate today, left-hander going for Arizona. Does that make it a little easier sometimes having a left-handed hitting catcher and a right-handed hitting catcher in terms of playing time?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, the days and nights, you know, we've played back-to-back night game and then day game, and that's going to also get some playing time to be shared. But it is nice to have a soft platoon. It's maybe not working out that way the entire time that they're going to be here until we get healthy, but against specific pitchers, it's nice to have, you know, the balance to have a choice of whether to send up the lefty or the righty.
Have Mike Fiers on the mound today. Had the really rough stretch to start the year, then pitched a lot better. Hasn't been quite as good of late. What have you seen from Fiers lately?
You know, it comes down to command for him. If he can't throw the ball where he wants to, he runs into some deep counts and puts himself in hitters' counts, and that's troubling for any pitcher, but specifically Mike, because he relies so much on deception and the hitter being in swing mode to swing at the high fastball or the breaking ball. The changeup is really good for him. So it all starts with strike one for him and him being able to command a certain part of the strike zone to get ahead. And when he does, he's effective. When he doesn't, he battles himself.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
We're looking at a night and day Dallas Keuchel from what we've seen the last three starts as far as his aggressive finish on these pitches. Regardless of the results, the rest of the way, I'm really happy to see what I'm seeing right now.
Runners lead off all three bases. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a fastball away. Fifth strikeout for Keuchel, and the Rangers leave him loaded.
Dallas Keuchel is my guest today here on Astro Launch, and this is Steve Sparks ahead of the second game with the Arizona Diamondbacks back here, the fourth game overall. And Dallas, a great game for you, the last game. I'm sure it felt great to go out there, compete with your best stuff, knowing that you didn't have to think about anything else.
Yeah, it got to the point where everything was clicking and feeling good, so I really feel back to normal and feel like I got my mojo back, and just overall, everything has been feeling a lot better.
Does it feel like a sense of where you can kind of get through the rest of this season, you don't have to think about your body, your neck, your shoulder, anything else where, all right, here we go. I can be the stopper of this staff, and I can help lead these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in sports, it's your body is like a machine. So if something goes wrong, other things want to kind of mask the injury, and then all of a sudden you got yourself discombobulated. Mm-hmm. But I feel back to normal. I feel good enough, and I really feel like it was kind of an extended All-Star break for me. And sometimes you need that. And then it's a blessing in disguise. So hopefully when we make this playoff run, we can go deep and I can hopefully lead this team to a World Series.
Hey, Dallas, I know it's difficult for you as a player to sit and watch the guys. It's got to be even harder for your mom and dad who love to watch you pitch, who love to get a chance to come here and watch you. I mean, they're your biggest fans, obviously, but we miss them too. Whenever you're not in the rotation, we don't get to see them either.
Yeah, they're diehards, and I know for sure was killing my dad. He comes down here as much as he can when I pitch and some weekends. So they were excited to come down to Arlington and for me to get back to pitching and start winning again.
Talking to Dallas Keuchel. Dallas, you and I are both from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You and I, for 2 months, since you spent a lot of time on the DL, we're both stuck on career victory 59, which was the most by any pitcher in Major League history born in Tulsa. And with that last win, I passed the torch. And I want you to listen to something. It's from my daughter. She's 10 years old. And just want to get your reaction, see how you feel about that, see if you feel good about yourself more than anything else.
Dear Mr. Keuchel, this is Chloe Sparks. My dad is Steve Sparks, who used to play baseball too. I have always been proud of my daddy because of his wit, his charm, and his boyish good looks. I also love my daddy because he was a winner. I would always tell my friends that no other pitcher from Tulsa, Oklahoma has ever won more games than my winner of a daddy. But not now, you won. And now my daddy is officially a loser. I always kind of knew it deep down. But now you ended his pathetic run. Congratulations. I love your beard. Will you be my daddy?
Will you be my daddy? How does that make you feel? Will you be my daddy? My daughter doesn't even want to be my daughter anymore. I appreciate it.
Well, if I would have known they would have felt that way after this, I would have been born in a different city there, Steve.
I appreciate that very much.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.